It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Carl Reisman is a lawyer by day. His life has taken him from New York to Memphis and eventually Champaign County, where he's worked for decades as an attorney. He's also a poet and a musician. Years ago, he organized a symposium at the U of I College of Law on the subject of lawyer poets. And he's also the lead singer of the Central Illinois band Ticketless Traveler. He's organized a showcase of acoustic music featuring himself and a few other singer-songwriters. That's happening tonight, 7 p.m. Friday at Yellow & Co., that's like Yellow & Company, in Mahomet, Illinois. Carl joins us live from our studios in Campbell Hall to talk about that and his music. Carl, welcome to the 21st Show.
And thank you very much for having me.
So we invited you to our studios today so we could actually hear some of your songs. Why don't we just jump right into that? Tell us a little bit more about Sangamon Blues.
Sure. Well, I live about half a mile from the Sangamon River, and I've tried to paddle down the Sangamon River and almost drowned in the Sangamon River before.
Oh, my goodness.
It is a placid-looking river, but a very cantankerous one. It's also has a long, amazing history since Abraham Lincoln twice floated down the Sangamon in a raft all the way to New Orleans, starting out when 1828 was the first time and 1831 was the second time he did that. So it's possible to start a trip in Mahomet and end up in New Orleans by way of the rivers.
Excellent. All right, well, let's hear it. Sangamon Blues.
Sure. Down in Mahomet, sitting on a log, watching the river, my brain's in a fog. Worries and troubles stick like blue, and I got the Sangamon Blues. Me and the river were tired and down, piled by log jams we can't get around. More we meander, the more we miss you, and we've got the Sangamon Blues. Sangamon flows until the Illinois it joins. There the Mississippi throwing a coin. Here a century that Penny and me washed to New Orleans on our way to the sea. Mahomet, sitting on a log, watching the river, my brain's in a fog. Worries and troubles stick like glue. Man, we've got the Sangamon Blues.
Singer-songwriter Carl Reisman. Excellent. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So what inspires your songwriting? That one in particular or more broadly?
Well, more broadly, I'll tell you that my initial inspiration was my son Morgan down in New Orleans. When he was 17 years old, he'd never played guitar. He'd never written a song. And he said that he was going to be a singer-songwriter. And I'd been playing guitar for maybe 25 or 30 years, and I'd never played out. And Morgan, within a month, was booking shows and playing out, and then from there he's still doing it. He's down in New Orleans. He's got a show at the French Quarter Festival next week. So it's his courage gave me the courage to make the transition from writing poetry to writing songs and just singing in front of other people and playing with other musicians. I'd been a solitary musician up until that point. So thank you, Morgan, for that help.
Yeah. How does that change your approach to music, playing by yourself, for yourself, to actually taking the risk of doing it in front of other people?
It changes a lot. I think one of the things that I've noticed is that coming at it from the point of view of a poet is that it makes me memorize lyrics in a way that like you'd memorize a poem, and that just it deepens the connection to the language. And playing with other musicians means that you actually have to listen better and keep time. And that was difficult for me. As you can hear, I'm a finger picking guitar player, and finger picking guitar players can play in a little bit looser kind of time than somebody who plays with a flat pick and is a good rhythm guitar player. So it was an adjustment for me to learn to play with other people.
You can always blame the drummers.
Bass player.
How common is it to be a lawyer poet or a lawyer songwriter?
I don't know about common, but there are hundreds of lawyer poets out there, and there is a professor at West Virginia University College of Law, James Elkins, who became obsessed with lawyer poets and collecting their work and publishing their work, and also more broadly, lawyers as writers. So he'd also publish essays and fiction. And I ran into James about 15, 20 years ago and started publishing in his journal. And through his work, I became more aware of other lawyer poets. Until then, it was kind of a lonely thing for me. I knew a few, but not very many. Not that surprising that lawyers are good writers and interested in the world and other human beings, and write some beautiful poetry.
Yeah, nothing against lawyers. I think we're all being reminded right now in the past few months of how important they can be in our society. But, you know, there is that sort of, what would you say, jibe out there that, you know, lawyers are people who all wanted to be novelists or poets or songwriters and took the more practical route, maybe.
Well, I think there's a good reason for that. You're trying to make a living as a poet in America. Not a very easy thing to do.
So I mentioned that you've been all over the United States, New York, Memphis, Chicago, Champaign. How does that influence your music?
I think it influenced me a lot. So I was born in upstate New York, and then we moved to Memphis in 1969. And it was a huge cultural shift, and it was a time when Stax was in its heyday, and Al Green was singing, and Isaac Hayes was my neighbor, and there's also the country tradition. Elvis was still alive and living in town. So even though I was fairly young, it was from 8 to 14, that was kind of the background. And then there were really excellent radio stations that played old rhythm and blues, and that's how I got really interested in that, too. Then I moved to Chicago when I was 14, and that had its own amazing music scene. So I was very lucky to move from place to place. And then I came to Champaign, which had its own incredible music scene. So I've been fortunate.
Let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're talking for the last part of our program today with singer-songwriter Carl Reisman. He's lead singer of the Central Illinois band Ticketless Traveler, and he's a lawyer in Champaign County. He's performing tonight at an acoustic music showcase in Mahomet. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but I was hoping we could hear one more song, maybe Traveling on the Road?
Sure. So I'm glad to sing that one. And this is Yeah, good to have a road song. When I can't get to sleep, I dream of traveling on the road. Don't know why, problems just die when I start out traveling, traveling on the road. Doesn't matter, bro, where I go, my troubles, they unload. Escape the slums and sleaze, feel cool breeze when I just start traveling, traveling on the road. A gas station break, happy silly flake, when have we had such fun? Interstate sign, flowing down the line, come and join me on the run. Come with me, who knows what we'll see when we set out on the road. Memphis at noon, Jackson pretty soon, when we just start traveling, traveling on the road. Gas station break, happy silly flake, when have we had such fun? Interstate sign, flowing down the line, come and join me on the run. When I can't get to sleep, I dream of traveling on the road. I don't know why. Problems just die, and I just start traveling, traveling on the road.
Carl Reisman, once again, thank you for that. So I mentioned this acoustic music showcase tonight in Mahomet. Tell me a little bit about it. What inspired that?
Well, actually, there are a couple of things that inspired it. One is it's hard to find a place to play where a musician's lyrics can be understood. Bars are tricky because of all the background noise. I love playing in bars, singer-songwriters tend to be more like just kind of part of the ambiance in a bar because you can't really hear what they're singing very well. So the Yella was kind enough to host this and other showcases that encourage audiences to listen to the lyrics. And I was also inspired that because there's so many great singer-songwriters in this community. I'm joined by Clayton Deering and Turner Cody, who's both wonderful musicians. Turner's from New York City. He moved to Bloomington Normal with his wife, who's on the faculty of ISU in the art department, and we're just happy to have a gig together. It should be a lot of fun.
Nice. All right. Singer-songwriter Carl Reisman, thank you for being with us. I appreciate it.
It was delightful. Thanks so much, Brian.
Again, the band is Ticketless Traveler, but you can see Carl and some of the other singer-songwriters he just mentioned. That is tonight, 7 p.m. at Yellow & Company in Mahomet, Illinois. And that is all the time we have for our program today. We appreciate hearing from you about what we've been talking about and your suggestions for future guests or stories. You can contact us by email. talk@21stshow.org is the address. And you can find that email address and every other way to contact us, our voicemail line, our texting group. It's all on our website, 21stshow.org. We've got our past programs there, and you can find links to subscribe to our podcasts, or just look us up on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Coulson Khan. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again on Monday.